to move for his work, and but the reason we came was because he was getting £100 a year extra, and we couldn't afford not to take advantage of that. Can you imagine that now? Yes. People wouldn't move for £100 a week now. And he had to live in Sheffield. He wasn't allowed to commute. So we had to sell up in Worksop and come here. And we didn't know anything about Sheffield. We went all over and finally ended up coming down here. And it was in the autumn, and Collegiate Crescent was full of these beautiful trees, all turning gold and red, and it looked really beautiful. And we walked up here, and it had got a lovely front door, this house. I can't remember what the colour was, the door, but I fell in love with the front door. And and we bought the house. We moved in on December the 2nd, 1958. It was a very, very cold, icy day, I remember. I hated it. I really did. I hated it. I thought it was like a totally different world, coming from Worksop, small, quite pretty market town. Came from a modern semi-detached house with a beautiful garden in a lovely avenue full of lovely houses. And we came here, and it was just a bit alien-like, you know. I couldn't believe where I'd come to. And there was that awful Yorkshire range in the kitchen that I couldn't cope with. We had to have it out that same week or I was leaving home. And I remember Mum coming to see me. I met her in town, and we walked from town through Broome. She said, where on earth has he brought you? It's terrible. It was covered in black smoke because it was before the 1960 Clean Air Act. And all the little back-to-back streets, slum houses were still there. Yes, it wasn't very attractive.